Twitters from the Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. The baby sellers. Living in present-day Spain and the Canary Islands, it is often hard to remember that Spain has only relatively recently emerged as a successful and fully-fledged democracy, after years of fear and repression under the hated Franco regime. As the last remaining statue, erected by Franco during his dictatorship, was recently removed from Barcelona, most Spaniards now look to a time when a thick line can finally be drawn under this black period of the country's history. It is credit to the strength of personality and character of its people, as Spain has achieved so much since the dictator's death. And although not always a popular concept with the British, it must be said that membership of the European Union has also been instrumental in the country's transformation from fascist dictatorship to a highly successful democracy. Anyone following the UK TV programme EastEnders will no doubt be aware of the much publicised and overhyped outcry to the soap's desperate storyline about a stolen baby over the Christmas and New Year period. Well, Christmas just wouldn't be Christmas without a grim EastEnders storyline to go with the Christmas pudding, would it? Do we care anyway? Sadly, there are echoes of this drama currently happening in Tenerife, as well as elsewhere in Spain. In Santa Cruz, Tenerife, police recently arrested one man and five women who are offering €10,000 to pregnant, homeless women in exchange for their babies. Police had been watching the suspects for some time. After hearing about a person in charge of finding homeless pregnant women who were prepared to sell their babies for cash. Fortunately, the gang have now been detained and charged with crimes against family relationships, as well as attempting to alter the paternity of a child. Sadly, this tragic story is not new to Spain. Currently, there are demands to open a national investigation into allegations that babies were taken away from their mothers at birth and sold to other families for many years under a law approved by Franco's dictatorship. It is thought that as many as 300,000 children were stolen in this way during Franco's 1939-1975 dictatorship, and this continued until the late 1980s. This ongoing human tragedy was the result of a 1940 decree that the Spanish state was allowed to take children into custody if their moral welfare was at risk. This left the way open for the dictatorship to take children of jailed left-wing opponents from their families with state approval and often with the blessing of the Roman Catholic Church in an attempt to purify Spain of Marxist influence. Historians now reveal that many of these stolen children were given to religious orders and eventually became monks and nuns, while others were adopted illegally by families and given changed identities. Currently, legal cases are continuing against doctors and nurses who participated in the policy and also continued with this illegal business by providing babies for childless couples. One heartbreaking side of the story, which in so many ways follows the much criticised EastEnders storyline, was that new mothers were told that their babies had died within hours of birth. The hospitals told mothers that they'd taken care of their burials, when in fact the babies had been given to another family. Fortunately, the story is now fully in the open, and an association acting for the victims is now pressing for a full national inquiry into the allegations. So maybe that EastEnders storyline isn't so far-fetched after all. If you enjoyed this Twitter, have a look at my website, www.barrymahoney.com, and thank you for listening.